Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's your news for this hour. Huron County District Court, Kyle Donaldson received an unsuccessful discharge from probation. Judge Ferris closed the case after a review hearing where Mr. Donaldson had previously failed to appear. Initially, the prosecution stated Mr. Donaldson absconded for 4 years and did not complete domestic conditions or community service. However, his attorney presented documentation confirming completion of community service hours. Mr. Donaldson's bond, posted by a third party, will be applied to cover all outstanding fines and costs, resulting in a zero balance. The court acknowledged that 3 days Mr. Donaldson had already been served. Judge Ferris wished Mr. Donaldson good luck, noting he appears to be moving in the right direction. And in Huron County District Court, with Judge Ferris proceeding, Courtney Marie Middow pleaded guilty to a stray dog offense. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani offered a plea agreement. Middow's attorney, Michael Morosky, confirmed her acceptance. The agreement includes a 120-day delay of sentence. Upon satisfactory completion, the stray dog charge will be dismissed. A key condition of the delay requires all animals under Middow's care to be properly contained at all times. Additionally, a second charge, disturbing the peace, a county animal ordinance, was dismissed as part of the plea. Middow faces a total of $250 in fees and fines. The sentence delay concludes on September 25th, 2026. Successful completion means the stray dog charge is dismissed, and Middow will not need to appear for a review hearing. Failure to comply will result in a review hearing on September 25th, 2026 at 9 a.m. And authorities in Santa Clara County are investigating a drowning death of a 4-year-old boy at a campground in Forrester Township. Deputies were called to Jellystone Park north of Port Huron just before 10:45 p.m. Tuesday night after the child was reported missing from a campsite. Emergency crews searched the campground and later found the boy in a large pond on the property. First responders began CPR before the child was taken to Aspire Deckerville Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office says the investigation remains ongoing and the child's name has not been released. In international news, Department of Energy allocates infrastructure funds for smart grid expansion. The Department of Energy announced a major funding allocation directed towards modernizing the nation's regional electrical grids with advanced smart grid technology. The financial injection will target highly vulnerable transmission nodes, improving automated rerouting capabilities during extreme weather events. The modernization push leverages next-generation sensor arrays designed to detect regional surges and line failures in real time. Energy experts state that optimizing existing infrastructure is critical to accommodating the growing integration of domestic renewable energy inputs. And in our international news, China hosts high-level UN Security Council Multilateralism Summit. Serving as the rotating president of the United Nations Security Council, China initiated a prominent high-level assembly focused on reinforcing the UN-centered international system. The summit drew senior diplomats from foreign ministers from more than 100 nations to debate global governance frameworks. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi presented 5 specific proposals centered on revitalizing the authority of the Security Council and expanding global development partnerships. Participating delegations engaged in deep policy discussions, seeking common ground amidst resurgent unilateral and bloc confrontations. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.